Okay. So, Tafresh Ayin Hei Siv Gimel, Mechaber tells us the halacha that Isha is Madlakis Ner Chanukah, and Isha is Chayiv in Ner Chanukah, Zoi V'in Ish. And that's based on the Gemara that Af Heim Hoyu Bais Hanes, Machlokis Rishonim. Some Rishonim say because they were also Nitzol from the Yavanim Azoi V'in, the Anoshim. Rashi there says that Baragoyl brings your Rashi, the Taz brings Rashi, that they were like you. They were like the Iker Hanes, and at least in the Chelik of the Nes, they were the Iker by the, because Bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol was being forced to be boiled to the Hegman Tchila, and she killed him, and Mela the Yeshua came all day Isha, so that's Afi Meibu Nes. Kalpanim, it's Mavur that they're Chayev Azoi V'Nish. And so that's the first halacha the Mishnah Berurah mentions here in Sifkat and Tes, that Isha Madlak is Peirish Ba'ad Kol B'nei Beisa, so she could be Yotzi, she has to be Yotzi for herself, and she could also be, she could like to be Motzi B'nei Beisa. Just like anyone else who's a Bar Chiyuva could be Moitzi B'nei Beisa. In the Hemshech Mishra brings from the Eila Shmuel that Lamaisa there is a Nafkamina by the Chiyuv of an Isha as opposed to an Ish. And if it's not, Bem is not assumed to an Isha, but rather a man and wife, Ish V'Ishtoi. And even though Lamaisa by Ashkenazim, so we do Mahajim and Mahajim, everyone lights their own Menorah. Lamaisa for an Isha, there's no Chisaron if she doesn't light her own Menorah because of Ishtoi Kigufoi. That means it's not, it's lav dafka on the Isha, it's also on the Ish, right? If the woman would light, it would be the Zal Brzach, that there would be no chisaron for the husband not to light, because Ishta Kegufa goes both ways. So Ishta Kegufa makes that there's no chisaron in Mahajim and Amahajim if the Isha doesn't light. That's talking of the minig, that the Isha doesn't light. That means the minig, I think, by most people, is that even the penuyas, even the older girls, don't like. That's taka a different child, because here you don't have Isha Kegufa, right? Because they're not married. So why should that not be part of Mahajim and Hajim? That's the whole reason, Achrenim, that there wasn't an eskabel to be Mahajim and Hajim, because it's not the derech of the Noshim to go outside. The Chassam Sefer has a famous Shtikal Torah that since it was all tznias and it's not tznuah for them to go outside, so they weren't nichol on the takana Mahajim and Hajim. Okay, but Al-Kabana here we're talking about an Isha and Nesua, so then it's the Evdin of Isha Kegufa. So that is that's the etzem chiyuv hadlaka for an isha, and how she's yotzi, and she could be moitzi basically anyone. Now the next line in the Mishnah Berurah, it could be a little misleading. Etzem is really going on to a whole new inyan, and that's what he's bringing from the Bach. The Bach's in Tavei Shayin Vav in the Taz that vafilu isha chalasei isha shliach lahitzioi, that a man can make a woman a shliach. So here l'chayra, we're no longer talking about a man and a wife, because a man doesn't have to make his wife a shliach to be yotze with her. If she lights, she's memele, he's yotze. No, you don't need shlichas there. What we're talking about here is stam, the inyan of shlichas, that someone who's not in his house b'shas hadlaka. So b'derech klal, what happens, really we'll see later in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, when someone's not in his house b'shas hadlaka, so as long as some b'nei beis are there, as long as there are some b'nei chiyuv who are left in the house, so their hadlaka is moitzi, and that's the yisayit of madlikin alav v'goy beisoy, that's the whole sugya of Tafresh Ayin Zayin, and then of achsinoy, that b'etzem someone who goes away for a Chanukah, he only really has a chiyuv mekar adin if there's no one lighting in his house back home. But if someone's lighting in his house back home for him, so he doesn't have a chiyuv mekar adin, and it's machlokes m'chaber amo, we'll see over there, l'chatchila, should one b'chol oifen light or not. So akapanim, so the Mishnah Berurah brings it from the Bach and Taz, the inyan of shlichus, and the Bach happens to shtal avek l'gabi an isha. So we'll see, l'chayr has no nafkamina. L'chayr, this halach of shlichus is no nafkamina between an ish being a man and another ish to light for him, or an isha. L'chayr makes no difference. We'll see, l'maisa, some of the achrenim, there is raid here because of the difficulty. We'll soon see that some takas say this is a din miyuchad by ish v'isha. But al-kapanus, what's the din of a shliach? So let's say you're not home, and you don't have people at home lighting for you. You don't have b'nei chiyuva. So what do? So you want to send a shliach to go light. So the Mishnah Berurah brings here from the Bach and the Magen Ram, you can make a shliach. The problem is, what the Mishnah Berurah is moisef here, and b'etzem it's from the Prima Gadim, it's really already from the Bach. That state, that the only way, so if usually what happens when you send the shliach? I send the shliach to my house to put up a maiko, to put up a mezuzah, to do bdikas chametz. So I send him, he does the maisa mitzvah, and he makes a bracha. The shliach makes the bracha. Yeah, and I'm not around, I'm bachlal, I'm in a different country, I'm in a different, whatever, a different city, lo mashaneh. Here, the Prima Gadim says, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that the only way the shliach could go light for the mishaleach, if he's not home. But the only way the shliach could make the brachas is im oimdim b'shoshim adlekis v'shoimin ha-bracha. The mishaleach, the one who sent him, the only way he could be yotzei, the only way the shliach can make the brachas is if he's there listening. But, and the same way, whether it's an ish sending an isha, ishi sending an ish, and like we said, l'chayra hu adin an ish sending an ish, the same thing, l'chayra. And the Mishmur says, and this is really from the Bach, l'shon ha-bach, v'chein ishim b'varach l'ishim yotzei sitech v'asim im oimedes sham v'shamas ha-bracha loy b'inyan acher. It cannot be done in any other way. And the Mishnah Berurah leaves out a few words. In the Bach, the Hemshech is Kivon Sheachiyav Mutalas Al Gufay. So we'll see what that means.
Very much
What's that?
Yeah, nechanami.
Nechanami. Al ma'if, someone who's like, he's not a baki, or he's unable to do it. Yeah, nechanami. Nechanami. So the shayla is, the mashmalos here is that you can, if you're not there, it will help, because if you have no other choice, you'll send the shalich, you won't make a bracha, but at least you'll be yotze. So some of the achrayim point out, it's also to do that, because you're losing the brachas. But lemaisa, you could be yotze with the shliach. So the shayla is my high. This lechari, this whole halacha is very difficult to understand, because maishna this shlichas from any other shlichas. Shlichas is you take make a shlichas from kumaisa, it does a maisa mitzvah for you, and that's the klal by all mitzvahs that you're able to perform with the shliach. So the shliach does the maisa mitzvah, he makes the bracha. Why all of a sudden over here is there some kind of chisaron that the shliach can't make the brachas? And okay, so maisa, this is a whole discussion in the achrayim, meaning the later achrayim after the primogam, after the mishabru. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Aruch Chaim Kuf Tzadik, and he says like this. He bets and wants to say, you know, he says we have a yesod that a shliach makes a bracha on all ma'aseh mitzvahs, and he brings it right from the Mishnah about truma being mafresh truma al-day shliach, and it's not b'di'evet b'chal. So ma'aseh hachas. Rav Moshe bets and says that really b'yesod Rav Moshe learns that over here there's no chilek, and really la'olam a shliach is being mitzi you your chayv of hadlakas ner chanukah just like anyone else could be mitzi. Alamai is like Rav Moshe. Really, it's a technical problem. That what? If I'm lighting for you, and I'm the shliach, so I'm lighting for Reuven, I'm also going to light for myself. Either I'm going to light beforehand, I'm going to light afterwards. So Zakhtar Moshe Inachanami, Lo'olam, the Bach doesn't mean I can't make a Lahadlik Ner Shachanukah. Avada, the shliach will make the Birchas Lahadlik, because I'm doing a Maisa Mitzvah. So I do my Maisa Mitzvah in my house, and then I go do my shlichas for you, then I make a bracha for you. That's Pashat. Hagam will see that's not the Pashas of the Bach. The Pashas is the shliach can't make any brachas, and this is Takam Achlikas Apayskim. So Moshe Nemzon, Avada, the shliach makes the bracha of Lahadlik. What's the problem with the other brachas? So Zakhtar Bechlal, Shas and Nisim, the Gemara discusses, why do we make a Shas and Nisim every day? So the Gemara says, because there's a new Nes every day. Shechianu, you tak only make the first day. So Zakhtar Moshe, that Hagam, that I'm doing two Maisa Mitzvahs, so I'm doing a Maisa Mitzvah for you and for myself, but Lamaisa, Shas and Nisim is only Nitkan to say once a day. So if I'm going to make it for a Shas and Nisim for myself, Hagam, I'm doing a new Maisa Hadlaka for you, but there's no new Shas and Nisim. Shas and Nisim is on the Nes of Kol Yom V'Yom, so it's only once a day. Kipshutei. And Huadin Shachyonu, once I make a Shachyonu on the first day in my house, I can't go make a Shachyonu. The Shachyonu is on the first time being Yotzei Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. The second time I can't make a bracha anymore.
If someone's not lighting.
Oh, so if someone is not lighting, in Chanukah, Rashi would say, Taka, you can make all the brachas. Or let's say I'm going to light for you first, and then I'll go light for myself afterwards. So Dr. Moshe, then Be'etzim, if I can make the brachas for you, I couldn't make the brachas for myself. But Asher Al-Kain, Dr. Moshe, it's also. That's what he means. Loi binyan acher is that we're saying you really can't do it, because ba'etzem you're going to lose the takana of one of the hadlakas is going to lose the takana of making the birchas ariyah and the birchas shachianu the first day.
And if you're there, it helps.
What? If you're there, it helps, because then I can make the brachas without being yotzi the brachas. I'm just being moitzi you. Yeah, and I have kavana loy latzeis, and I'm moitzi you, and then I can make my own brachas, no problem.
You can't make a shamus so unless you've seen it already.
Nachama, if I make on my own,
you go and you give me madik for him. I make a shalos and you make a desi. You're being motzi him shalos and nisim.
What do you mean? I'm saying if I light for him in his house, since I'm doing the ma'aseh mitzvahs, Dr. Moshe, I'm doing mitzvahs ner chanukah, The takan of halakas ner chanukah is to make three brachas the first night, two brachas the other night. So I make a bracha shalos and nisim. So I made a bracha shalos and nisim. It's I'm saying it's for him is the hadlaka, but the hadlaka ketikuna comes with the bracha of shalos and nisim.
You can make a shalos and nisim. It's not good.
Birchas Haroya, you mean?
Yeah,
Nechanami. But every hadlaka needs a Birchas Haroya. That's what Moshe is pointing out. That to have a hadlaka without a Birchas Haroya is a problem. It's not ma'akev. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think Moshe would admit that if a person's stuck and he has to make a shliach, so you make a shliach, and the shliach taka should only make a Birchas Lahadlak and not make the other brachas.
No, I understand. I'm saying, he was in Mekayim Shas and Nisim on his own. So when he's doing it now, he's doing it for himself, not being Mekayim for somebody else.
Who, the shliach?
Yeah, to be Megaria for himself.
Yeah, and Chanami, I mean, you're right. I think you're right. Taka, the shliach will be yotzi. He will be yotzi himself. But then when he goes home, he'll make halak without a birchas haroya. And Rav Moshe says that's your megare. Okay, so al kapanim, that's Rav Moshe's mahalach over here. Now the problem is that if you look in the Bach, it's Taka not mashmazoy. He's mashma that shliach doesn't make any brachas. That's the pashtas. It's just two lines over there. Take a look in Tavashayim Vav Sukandalt. But ubi yoyser, the lashon of the Bach is that the reason why the shliach can't make the brachas is because this is a mitzvah mutalas al gufa shel adam. So l'chayr for your Moshe, it's like it's not in a b'mashma. See, it's mashma b'bach is saying that mitzvah nerchan is like a different hagadara than regular ma'aseh mitzvah that you make a shliach for. So taka, they bring in the sefer Licha Shleimer from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that he seemingly learned the Bach kipshuta. It's a little bit more mechudish in the havana, But and Zakhtar Avada, when the Bach says not to make a bracha, means don't make any brachas. And you can't make a mitzvah l'hadlik either. I my high. What's my shna? This shlichus from any other shlichus of my mitzvah of beer chametz, of bedikas chametz and ma'ikam mezuzah. So Zakhtar, I'll pee the Bach. That's what the Bach is saying. The Bach says the mitzvah ner chanukah is mutalas aguf shal adam. So Rishon Zalm says a mashal that they bring their Bishmoy a mashal like this, that he says that to put for, when someone lights for you Neris Chanukah in your house, it's like someone putting tefillin on your guf. And just like it's pasha that if Reuven puts tefillin on Shimon, Reuven can't make a bracha because Reuven's not being kind of any mitzvah. He's not really even being, he's facilitating the Maisa mitzvah. So if the kiyum of the Maisa mitzvah is being done on Shimon, who has the tefillin on. So Mimela, you can't make any brachas. You can't even make a lahadlik. So l'chayra, it's tzarech beer, and it's taka tzarech beer. What's taka the pshat? Where do we get this idea from? But so l'chayra, this is tali, and this kol yistika chakira that the achrenim are mali this and all of hilchos Chanukah. We're exactly the chayvas ner Chanukah is mutal. Is it mutal on a person, or is it mutal on the bayis? Is it chayvas gabra, chayvas habayis? A lot of read about this in the different sifrei apayiskim. So it's mashmish shomu zalman saying like this, that mitzvah ner Chanukah is ner ishu beisai. It's not just that we have a chiv, they have to have a ner. And you have to have a ner be mudlak in your bias. So you have a ner and bias, and that's enough. It's ner ishu beisai. Ner ishu beisai is mashma that the chiv hadlaka was mutl on the person himself. That it has to be ner ishu beisai. The ish himself has to go be madlik mitoich beisai and be mafarish and the nes ali de hadlaka mitoich beisai. But ish, the baal bais himself, has to make that hadlaka. And takaf, he's not there to do it. So in a chanami, you could have some kind of a kiyam of ner ishu beisai. Because so if you'll have a ner schanaka hudlak adin, but you're chaser in the ner ishu beisai, and memelo, the shliach is not shaykh, so I can't make the bracha. It's like Dumya, you know, like this famous raid in the Katzais about whether Milas Benoy is a din, whether it passed the Shlichos or it's a mitzvah Shebagufa. I mean, it's something that seemingly physically can mean it's kind of about the Shliach, just like Neris Chanukah. Nothing, I'm not missing anything in Halakha, the Benoy is the same Benoy. But Ner Ishu Beso is Machayev that. What's that? Oh, so Rabbi Shataka says, and they're all saying in Lamdas, but they say in Lamdas Betzim he could. So Rabbi Shataka is like, he Betzim could, but he's not there. So he doesn't know when to make the Bracha. So we can clear now, you know. So now we have Skype, so or just on the telephone, whatever. So maybe call him up and trust my. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're saying, you know, if that was like a mushel, but it means that since you're not there, you're mufka for making the bracha in a chanami. Your Moshe Taka says that line. He says, yeah, you're not there. You just don't know when to make the bracha. Etzem the shalach shouldn't make the bracha. Yes, it's tzarech iyun if it's shaykh to make such a kunz. Fine. So Akoponim, these are the two mahalchim, and it's taka nafka min odin. If someone's not in their house, they make a shliach. Should the shliach make the birchas lahadlik or not? This is nageh for someone who has either for some emergency has to leave his house, is not going to be back, b'shas hadlaka, or, and you know there's no one in the b'nei bayis, or stam, someone who meirosh has to travel on Chanukah, and because of the flights, is going to miss man hadlaka everywhere else. Fine. So this is all benegeh this shaila that we have to have a kiyum of ner ishu beisai. So Dr. Moshe al yedei shliach, you have that kiyum. Just you have a technical problem with the brachas. And Dr. Shlomo Zalman, it's more than just a technical problem. Hagam, you can have a kiyum of ner ishu beisai because it's my house and I have a ner and it's hoodlock. But there's some kind of, it's taka felt in the kiyum of the mitzvah b'shleimus somehow that I can't, you know, the shliach didn't make the bracha. It wasn't a hadlaka al yedei ishu beisai. But al kaponim, you see that you're going to be yotzei al yedei shliach. What's taka not mafurish is ba'ofin that it's klar not ner ishu beisai. Meaning like this, what is the case of a shliach? Hash is the case in Shulchan Aruch that we're talking about, the case of Bach is talking about of a shliach. If someone who punked bezman hadlaka's neiris is not in his house, but his house is still his makam hadlaka. Meaning, well, just because a person leaves for 10 minutes at shkia or whenever you light, or for 20 minutes, for half hour, even for a few hours, where's his makam hadlaka? Where's his chiv in his house? Where's his house? His house is still back where he lives, where he's going to go home in a few hours, you know, even though he'll miss zman hadlaka. Right? Meaning, in Tavei Shayin Zayin Tzbevur, if someone leaves his house for a night and is sleeping somewhere else, the ikar makam chiv neiris Chanukah is where you are that night. Yeah, well, there's a machlokes place where you have to light al tzchshad or maris ayin. You have to light in the place that you left. But your ikar chiyuv. Yeah, that's al tzchshad and maris ayin, right? But zikr, the place where you are, your new place is the ikar chiyuv medina. There's problems of maris ayin and tzchshad, but where's my chayiv? My chayiv is where I live. Where do I live? Klap in neiris Chanukah, you live where you sleep that night.
I think he's talking about maris ayin. He's saying the getter.
Pretty sure it's
only change the getter of your bias. One night is not enough.
Yeah, so I think ayin shum. The way I understand it, I'll have to check it out. I'm pretty sure it's only al tzchshad of maris ayin. So if you say like that, so then the question is like this. Let's say a person is leaving his house and he's not coming back. He's not coming back that night. So what we'll say? We'll say, okay, so Mikra, then wherever you're sleeping the night, where are you sleeping that night? You left your house. So tonight you're sleeping in a hotel, so your Chiv Adlak is in your hotel. Tonight you're sleeping at a cousin, at a different place, so that's where your Chiv Adlak is. Let's say a person's leaving his house before his Zman Adlaka, and he's not going to come anywhere. He's going to be on a plane, or he has some kind of emergency. He's on the road traveling, or he's in the hospital, or some kind of emergency, or whatever it is. But if in the Nimtza, that he left his house, he's not coming back the whole night, but he doesn't have a new kvias. He didn't come to a new place. So does it still pass to say that I could send a shliach, and that shliach could still light in my house and be yotzei in my house? Because over here, it's even worse. L'chayr over here, you're going to have a neru beisoy, but here it's bechlal not issue beisoy, because it's not your bais anymore. I mean, you have a shaykhis in this house, you own this house, you live in this house, but tonight, for this man hadlaka, l'chayr you have no chiv. So it's not clear bechlal if b'chiyah gavna, it's shaykh to be yotzei. You can make a shliach, shaykh, we'll make a bracha, but l'chayra, you have to know if that's a makam kiyum for you b'chlal. Now, so what's the other possibility? So what should a person b'chiyah gavna do? So the emes is, you have to declare two possibilities. So the first possibility we're saying is that even though I left my house, since I didn't come to a new house, so my old house is still my makam hadlaka, and over there, I can be yotzei with the shliach, even though I'm not coming back there the whole night. So it's like felt in, it's neru beisai without the ish. But I still have neru beisai, I could be able to do that. Or do we say, if I care, where's this person? He's in the hospital, he's on an airplane, he's on a train. This is what the place Kamal spoke about, the airplanes and the trains and other various places out in a field and a tank somewhere. So do we say that hagam, that now you left your house, so that's not your bais, you can't light there. Where you are now, you don't have neru ishu beisai, you just have neru ish without the beisai. So is having a bais ma'akev b'chal? Maybe a person can make a hadlaka wherever he is. If you left your house, you don't have a house. So without a house, could I light without a house? So I'll say adonu ha-poiskim, that maybe me'iduch gisa, the better thing to do is light wherever you are. And maybe, meaning we find different halachas in Eretz Chanukah that takar not that we have a lechatchil, it's not ma'akev, right? Tefach sam pesach, b'chal, a pesach besim b'chutz, lower than ten tefachim. These things are not ma'akev. So it's b'chal, having a house b'chal ma'akev. So. Okay, so there's a lot of raid about this. It could be it's totally a little bit in Machlokis, the fame, you know, the Machlokis Mechaber Amor, the Etzem Chi of Mahadrin and Amahadrin, that Lefidah Mechaber, so there's only one Hadlaka for all the Bnei Abayis, Lefidah Amor, there's Hadlaka for each of the Bnei Abayis. So in the Rishonim it says that the Hezbollah Lefidah Amor is that each person is Mechaber Loi Lotzeis. And mainly each person has his own Chiyav, so each person can light his own Menorah. Mashenkin according to the Mechaber, that's a Brachal of Atol. So at least Lefi the Mechaber, it sounds clear that, you know, there's no Kavanah Loilotzeis. Each person doesn't have his own Chiyav, that I could light my own menorah. Each person doesn't have his own menorah to light. It's Mashmetz, at least Advarim Noitim Lefi the Mechaber, that it's clear, it's a Chayva on the bias, and Mela, it wouldn't be Shayach to have Ner Chanukah without the bias. Lefi the Ramah, you can clear that you see that each person has his own Chiyav and his own menorah to light, and can be Mechaber not to be Yotzei with the other ones, so maybe there's a Taka Chayvus Abayis. So the MS is, the Makar they bring for this halacha, is Tafrei Shayin Aleph, there's halacha that everyone knows, every base kinesis. So the Shamash, the Gabbai, someone gets up and lights Neir Chanuk with a bracha in the base kinesis. Frektor Yvash, the Rishayin Amas, the Kasha, what are you doing? It's a bracha vatala. There's no one's being yotzi with this halacha. It's time to make up a new pursuit Isa. So Melef, it's a Gemara. There's no Gemara about lighting Neir Chanuk in a shul. So the Rishayin Amas Yashiv in different ways. And you have to look good in the Lashonis over there. The Beis Yosef brings from a Sefer Itter, from a Kolboy. Kipshuta, if you look in the Poiskim, it's Mash Mataka, it's just a Minigal to Pesumei Nisa. And no one's Yotzei nothing. And maybe they can't bring any Raya, it's just a Minig for Pesumei Nisa. Some of the Shonim say that because Bizmanenu, they were talking Bizman Chazal, because Bizman Chazal, there was no Kiyim of the nearest Chanukah Mekardin. Everyone was hiding in their house because of Shasakana. Everyone was Manichal Shachana Vidaya. So it was felt in the Pesumei Nisa. So they made a new Minig to light in the Shul. But the Mice, if you look in the Rishonim, Bala Itter, and the Kolboy, and then this is the Goyin on that Halach and Tafrei Shayin Aleph, is Mashma like this. It's Mashma, they have Lashonis over there, that the Halacha there is for Misha Ein Loi Bayis Lahadlik, Misha Ein Loi Sheman Lahadlik, for the Archim, for Shavim, for the people coming by. It's Mashma that there is Epesia Shaychis to be Yotzei near Schanaka with the Halacha in the Shul for someone who at that moment doesn't have a house to be Yotzei with. So. So that's the shayla. So it's not befurish that in the Rishonim they're talking about the aniyim and the people she'en lo shemen being yotzei with the shul. So it's not befurish that they were sleeping there. So others taina that yeah, Avad that's talking where there was a room there and they slept there and it was mamish the house. But that's mamish nishkar, they were mamish sleeping there. And the mashmos talk is that maybe they were eating there and they were draining around over there. But l'chayr it wasn't basic. But akapanim you're right. And l'chayr there's two ways to understand this din of base kinesis. Is it pshat? If we're going to assume like these Yerushalayim, there is takatzat v'yotzi over there. Is it pshat that the chiddush and beis kinesis is not that you don't need a bias, but that a shvach bias is also a bias? Yeah, okay, a beis kinesis, you could hear in the middle of the shul. It's not exactly just because the ani is there right then. He's eating supper. His supper there from the tam choy, what? Yechiv mezuzah is a shayla, right? So we could hear that a shvach bias also came from bias. And maybe this taka would be nogeh, and this is what the place can speak about. The masham has a tshuva. If someone's on a train, you know, for his man hadlaka, and he left his house, so like there, don't make a shliach. He doesn't have that idea of making a shliach. You left your house. Your house is not your makom hadlaka. So what should you do? So like there, make a shliach. Don't make a shliach. That's not his idea. Zokter, light on the train. Zokter, the train is a keem of bias. And he says, taka, if you'd be on a ship with no roof, then you can't light there. That's not a makom hadlaka. That's pasuach. That's out in the open. Hashenkin in a train. So why is that not your bias? You eat on the train. You sleep on the train. It's kvias. Okay, so it's not mamash a bias, right? It's a vehicle you're traveling with. Stomach, there's no chiyuv mezuzah on the train. But tachlis l'maisa, it's still a makom hadlaka. And v'al derech zu, this is what some of the pesukim handled. This was before 9/11. You know, to light on a plane. So then they were makbid. You know, the stewardess would come out, put it out. Now they'll probably arrest you and put you in whatever. So all kinds of strange etzas they had over there. Maybe we spoke last week about the din of a ner. Could chashmal be yotzei ner chanukah? Maybe it's epesatzatz. Maybe you could light with ner chanukah. Maybe you could light with chashmal on the plane with a flashlight. Or to do it and they'll put it out. So there's a shayla of kafsa zakukla, kafsa ein zakukla, kol mine tayres like that. So the shayla is could that be called a bias? So. But if someone would be stam out in a field with no walls and no roof, then it's b'chal mufka. But the emes is in Tzitzel Yezer, he has a tshuva. And Tzitzel Yezer Tain is, I'll pee the yisayit of Beis HaKnesses. Then no, Beis is not ma'akev. And he was asked a shayla, and nechlechu b'zeh g'dol yadar, Shlomo Salman in Tzitzel Yezer, a soldier finds himself out in a field for Lel Chanukah, with no house, no walls, no nothing, no tent, nothing, just a sleeping bed, yeah? Zokt Shlomo Zalman, Avad the Bais is Ma'akev. Avad, you have to have four walls, you have to have a roof, something. Al Derech L'Marsham, Hagam, that we could say you could be Yotze without your base or your Iker Bais, but Avad, you have to have some sort of Bais. Zokt Tzilezer Nain, you could light the Bais in Ma'akev. If you left your house is not your Makom HaDaka, so light out in an open field. That what?
Ner Chanukah is one of the mitzvahs that one another person is. Mechuyav, Lirdo Vacharov, it's a Chovad Meguf, as opposed to a mitzvah like Micah and Mezuzah.
So you're saying it's mashma, it's yeah, mutla on the guf. Yeah. Right. So can you add takam achokas rishonim? Like Rabbi was pointing out, the they have it, there's a tosis in sukkah and dafim involved, it's kamat klar the other way, that it's taka, in fact, tosis, why were they matakam in erchanukah birchas haraya? Did someone make birchas haraya? Yeah, because some people, zok tosis, because people without houses can't be yotze. So it's kamat mefarish there, so there's dukam rishonim, makan. So can you add takam achokas rishonim? Okay, like we said, it could be in the mechaber, it's pretty clear, he's going that you need bias. But, so Al Kapanim, so Shlomo Zalman.
It's not right, I'm saying it's not right anyway. It's not that you don't need my standards.
The Rambam's not a raya.
The Rambam speaks out of chilik that it's different than mezuzah and mecha.
Yeah, the question is could you have to be raya if achrav, just could be you still need a house. Okay. I don't think it's a raya, but lemaisa, tachas maisa, you have to look in the rishonim. You have to look in these rishonim by Beis HaKnesses, the different lishonis over there. There are taka mashmos and lakan ulkan. And as I said, Shlomo Zalman Taka, they bring there, like he had this masamatan with some soldiers. So he said, Taka, if you're out in the field, you can't light. But Zokder, but if you're a tank soldier, and you have a tank, and you're sleeping in the tank, Zokder Avada, if you're kavu in the tank, you have four walls, you have a roof, then Avada, you could light. Okay, Zokder, it has to be nicker. You can't just turn on one of the lights in the tank. It has to be nicker, light a separate thing.
Does anyone say without anything you light?
It's Tzitzel Yezer. Tzitzel Yezer said that a soldier in the field is pushed lying in the grass out in the open field. Zokder, Lo matzinu that bias is ma'akev. And taka, it's interesting. It's not zvarim b'farashim. It's the yukim and the rishonim. But
together with bias.
Oh, so Shlomo Zalman is talking mistabik about this. So he says tank. Zok Shlomo Zalman, if your tank is kavua into one place, you could light zok there with a bracha. Zok there. What about on a plane or a train? Zok there. That's already a little worse because really just traveling. So no bracha. It's mamish nish klar. So he says one thing's klar is out there. You have to have four walls and a roof. Without that, it's no. It's garnished. That's al derech marsham that he said by a train. It's up, yeah. But on a boat, we're out of tachas kibbutz shemai, and then you couldn't light. So tachas ma'aser Shlomo Zalman, like they bring, he was asked this shayla. A person who's leaving his house and he's not coming to a makam adlaka. Let's say he'll be on a plane or something. So what should he do? Halacha l'maisa. should he go and send someone to his house? But that's not his makom hadlaka, really, he's not going back to his house that night. Or should he try to light on the plane? So you see, the Rosh Hashanah is talking mistapik about this nekuda, right? Is it better to be mevater on the ish or mevater on the besay to light in your house? So mice over there, it's a, they say that one of the shoyalim that asked Rosh Hashanah to do both: send the shliach to light in your house without a bracha. Anyway, the shitasa shliach never makes a bracha, and then wherever you are, try to taka make hadlaka. You know, as long as you have some kind of shaychus with a house. If you're on a train, if you're on a plane, you know, b'shaita without a shaych to light on a plane. No, without a bracha, in both places. So at the shliach at home, l'shitas, you never make a bracha. And in terms of where you are now, so that's what Shlomo Zalman says, tali. Like, you know, until it was mistabri be'enav that you had a house, he wouldn't let you light. So Zogdar, a tank, that's kavua, that was enough for him. Like, that's where he drew the line. But stam traveling in an airplane, it's mamish not a makam kavua b'chal, stam parchas b'avir, and, you know, a train, then Zogdar, b'li bracha. So no, l'chayr not, because it's not clear that that's
No.
Yeah, I think he's just saying it's the whole heft of a plane could be as no shaykh as to base it. But I'll tell you what. Yeah, so the Marsham said train, yes. Shlomo Zalman there said train, don't make a bracha.
And if he's kavua there because he's the conductor?
Yeah, here. So it could be even if you're kavua, it's not a bias. No shame bias. It's like similar to the ray we discussed in Hilchos Mezuzah. You know, it could be you could live on a train forever. You still wouldn't be chayav mezuzah. It could be it doesn't have a din. It's not a dir's kva. Okay, who said for Chanukah you didn't do dir's kva?
Is the tank standing still? It's not moving
now. Is what? Wow. Yeah, that's what Shlomo Zalman was saying. Like, if you're kavua for that night, it's still right. You're not like traveling, so it's you can hear. You know, I'll be darker. Shlomo Zalman, you can hear that a tank also. You wouldn't make a bracha, suffic brachas. But so that's where Shlomo Zalman drew the line. Okay, but mashal, some places where you're going to be kavua, mashal b'didi havuvda. This is when I first went into these halachas 3 years ago. So on the seventh day of Chanukah, a few hours before Shkia, my wife went into labor, so we went to the hospital. And in the end, at some point during the night, it became clear that we're not coming back before Shas halacha is over. So I didn't know what to do. So, Lamaisai Taka made a shliach. And there was the whole confusion. Should he make a bracha, not make a bracha? Right? Now we know it's a machlokes apoiskim. Fear of Moshe, make a bracha sladlik. So the Eitzah they say Taka is to be Yotze Kulum, is that right after he lights, you could run up and light and not make a hefsek and be Yotze his bracha on both menorahs. Okay, it's an Eitzah. So Lamaisai, I was cluttering, I don't know. So, you know, when a woman gives birth in hospital, so she's given a room. So Alamayda can kick her out of the room afterwards, but Derech Klal, she has a kfiyas there, for at least for Shas Adlaka. And Punkt, I was there, and my wife was in the delivery room. I was standing outside in the, you know, little area outside, and some guy comes around with a cart of different cases, glass cases, and he was going, putting a menorah in each machlaka on the desk, pushed by the reception over there. Put a menorah in a box, candles, wax candles, and no one was lighting. And, like, you know, everyone's like, you want to light? You can light it. So I didn't light in the end. I had to, you know, a little busy at the time. But so Yesh Ladan, L'chayr this makam to say I could have lived there with a bracha. Alamai, it was only the room. Only my room is the place where I have a kviyas, but maybe not that whole machlaka. Maybe you need a samach lepesach, not samach lepesach. Yesh Lestapik, this is a zech, which is very interestingly not clear in the poiskim, what the derech hanachan do. I taka saw from some poiskim, I saw a country last year, some put out from Shlomo Miller in Toronto. And he tainted, yeah, pashit. He didn't give a shear there. It's like a little kid, so you have to know what he meant. He said, zikr for a few days, if a person's time traveling for a day or two, he's going to miss a day or two. Avadi can make a shliach in your house. Avadi, for the first day or two, you still have shaykhs to your house that you left. But the zach is nishpashet. I mean, we don't lomat sinu that if you leave your house and there's nobody base there, that you could talk a biyotze over there. So he took on for davar pashet azay.
We're different bias than your wife. So what happens to these stuff? So you go over there, Lefara, she's mikvah in the hospital.
What are you saying? So if she lights there,
can you be Yotze?
You can't be Yotze, no. But I'm saying I was there too. Listen, I wasn't leaving, you know. I had a little chair, you know. See, Yesh Ladan, that Kenzain also would be Makom Kfiyas. So Akapanev, it's a Davar Hashoni B'Safik, and that's what Shlomo Zalman said. The Eitz is to try to chaperayin as much as possible. Try to chaperayin this idea of Shlichus, which I said, some place can attack us saying it's Meker Din, it's Beseder, but the Zach is Nishklar. Umeidach Kisa. If you have some semblance of a bias, it seems Lareva Peskim, you should light at least without a bracha. And if it's Taka Davar Kavuas, then you see already this makam to be madlik with a bracha.
Yeah,
you're saying the pre-chadash about 8 days?
Yeah.